I'm sure it's kind of
cropped out,
one.
But I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be able.
I mean,
to
the
bait
you can find, it's the base that's going to take up the space,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. I'll look around.
Just leave room. There for are the
real shit. You know, she's ordering you one right
no,
now.
No, yeah. no, don't.
She
don't.
Is. Yeah. No, she is. Don't. I'm sure she is.
Don't. There's a resale shop right by me that.
I don't care. If she does.
I popped in.
And, I think that's you know, we want you to have a good life, Brendan.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, this
in spite
is
of all your
help.
Limitations. Mm-hmm.
I'll get you some baby wipes, a big, big thing of baby wipes to put on the nightstand for you.
Okay.
It's good to have.
Wait, I don't want to know that about you. You don't have any
it's
kids.
It's not for me.
You don't have any kids? How do you know that?
For what for?
The girls like that, Brendan. I think I remember that back in the day.
To baby wipe wipes. Up the semen?
Baby wipes, man. It's a whole
thank
whole
you for
thing.
Cutting to the chase, Brendan.
You need something to wipe that semen up with? Hold on a second. Hold on to this remote.
I said I'll be done in a ladylike way in the washroom.
Yeah. You
know, and then bring me back a warm washcloth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you really like me.
What a towel. What a towel. Yeah, warm water.
I wouldn't put those on the nightstand. I think that's a little presumptive.
Yeah.
Lay it out there. Just lay it out there, Brendan.
How about put some cum goggles on? That shit goes flying around. I can't control it, especially after I've been playing hoops. My tea is just flowing hard, you know? Okay, I guess. That's probably a good idea, you know. Safety first, right? The email of the day is brought to us by Greg Helfer Private Jewelers. Email Michael over there, greghelfer.com. This is from Stephen M. Strauss. Subject, Brendan's betting.
Oh.
As we continue
mm-hmm.
with the theme. Mm-hmm. You finally confirmed my suspicions that your shy car is an 08 S550.
Is that correct?
Yes. Black, of course, and I did see the 4MATIC badge on the right side of the trunk lid. And did I see the 4MATIC badge on the right side of the trunk lid? Of course you did.
4MATIC badge.
That it's all like all-wheel drive.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Not all of them.
4MATIC. I see.
The Hawk has the same car as me.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have the 4MATIC, and it tortures him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make that big of a difference? I said, I don't know. I mean, why would they make it if it
mm-hmm.
doesn't?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure yours is fine, too.
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah. I would have taken it out in the snow.
Yeah, no, keep it inside. Get something, you know, fierce that'll go through the snow.
Actually, like it happened accidentally because we were talking. And I'll get the same car. And I said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's 4MATIC, right? He goes, I don't have the 4MATIC. Mm. Oh, yeah, you don't really need it.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. fine.
It's just it's stupid. It's not even real.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing.
It's just a badge.
Kudos from a Hoosier car nut. Also, I remember from the S&G days, you lamented about having the six-cylinder Jeep Grand Cherokee instead of the V8 powerhouse. And I did actually go to the dealership and ask them to put a V8 emblem on the back of the Jeep, which they did.
You have a history of that.
Just that one time?
Yeah.
Did you do it with the Porsche? Did you get the turbo?
No, I had a real turbo.
You had the
I told
turbo.
Jeff Schwartz. Jeff Schwartz didn't have the turbo. I don't have the turbo. I said, just buy the emblem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put it right on for you. Yeah. Nobody will know the difference. Yeah. Somebody's going to go. Nobody even, except the Porsche mechanic, nobody knows where to look for the turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. How much is it? Will they defeat my seatbelt light? No, you're supposed to wear your seatbelt. I can't stand it. I can't be confined like that. Yeah, no, that was only one time.
Okay.
And as it turns out, according to Stephen M. Strauss, the 4-liter inline six is one of the longest lasting engines ever. But that's the car that I drove right under the viaduct when it was raining. Pat and I were coming home from a
Sox game?
Yeah. Is that? Or is that the one I gave to the boys and they just kind of drove it into the ground.
Mm.
Yeah, no, that one I think the boys used that during high school.
Mm, okay.
And it just, ended up
as a boys' car.
Yeah, I don't know what I think. I don't know what happened to it after that. I think maybe we. I don't know, but I had a Grand Cherokee that I drove. These bros had plugged up a viaduct west of Bridgeport somewhere on I don't know what street, but west of it. And then when it rained, and then they would stand there on the other side with a chain, and then they would offer to pull you out. Because, of course. But in Jeep commercials, they ford streams all the time. And they don't say, warning, air intake must be above water level. They don't say that. I mean, theoretically, if I were to think about it, I would go, oh, yeah, I guess. And the water, I don't know where the air intake was. I guess I was thinking there was a carburetor. It was like way up at the top, but I don't think that's the way that engine is was designed. I don't think any of them are anymore. Like, remember back in the day, pop open the hood, there's the carburetor, there's the filter, or, you know, there's the air filter. You take that off, there's the carburetor. You know where everything is.
Exactly.
I don't know where the fuck the carburetor is, man.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, and water does not compress well.
Nope.
So once it gets taken into the engine block, that's it for the engine.
Yeah.
It was cracked. Ugh. So, but that was an eight-cylinder. That was the V8. I got the V8 the second time around.
Good to know.
The V6, I think the boys just drove that into the ground, as I recall. But I could be wrong. I don't think I am. I don't think I am. Let's see here. Janet has some other writings. I have a zillion lamps in the attic. That is true. I would prefer that you take one of our we're trying to unload.
Okay.
Excuse me. I will send one the next time he drives.
Okay.
As long as it's not inconvenient for him. That's the thing. Let's not make it inconvenient for Brendan. Next time it's convenient for you. Then on my way out the door, Janet will stop me. I go, don't forget about Brendan's lamp. God, fucking Brendan. Next time he drives, needs tall enough so he can read.
Yes.
And heavy enough that he will not knock it over when he is wiggling around.
I'm a wiggler. I'm a known wiggler.
I think that means fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Proper way.
My bad.
You're supposed to wiggle when you fuck.
Nightstand drawer is the place for diaper style wipes.
See?
Well, you had them on the nightstand. Yeah. You show
them,
off.
You put them away. Yeah. Well,
I don't want to say anything, but you're about to experience a very prodigious load. So I've left some baby wipes up here.
We've also got some Bounty. They're extra absorbent.
Not adult wipes. Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
You know, that
baby
really wipes. Handle a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in the nightstand, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I'd also put the PlayStation controller in there.
Mm-hmm. On game night.
If I were trying to keep a lady interested in me.
Yes.
You want to play Fortnite?
Although, I mean, you know, I mean, I know, I mean, even going back to talking about Samantha, she loves video games.
Yeah,
so
she's
maybe,
a gamer.
You know, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I think just to be on the safe side, I'd keep it in the nightstand.
Yeah.
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 I truthfully use it mostly for Netflix, so. It's like I have my Netflix through PlayStation.
Oh, oh,
so,
right.
That's, so that's very why childlike.
For convenience.
Hold on. Let me just finish this game and then we can start up House of Cards.
Yeah.
It's ironic I'm playing solitaire, isn't it? And you're waiting for House of Cards. Let's see here. Turns out the 4-liter inline six is one of the longest lasting engines ever. Great for towing too. Love you. Love your show. Brendan is a playwright and Dog astounds with his inestimable talents. Ooh. Steve, a lifetime subscriber. Thanks, Steve.
Steve.
Appreciate that, bro. Very nice of you to say. Very nice.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.